echoing out around the still and silent house. If he found someone asleep in the master bedroom, well, he would turn about and hot-foot it out of there the same way he had come, collecting the sack on the way. The floorboards on the landing groaned as he presented them with his weight, and he found himself tiptoeing along, his back pressed to the wall. His breath was coming in short, ragged gasps. Sweat was prickling on his forehead. Until now, he'd confined himself to quick, relatively minor incursions into people's homes, but now he was taking a real risk. If something happened, if he was caught, well, it would mean the cells, or worse. For a moment, he considered turning back. The silver service was enough, surely. He could sense the danger. Yet something made him go on, whether it was the promise of the treasures he might find or simply the adrenaline that was pounding through his veins, he had no idea. Miller passed the door to the guest room, stopping only momentarily to peer inside. It was difficult to see anything in the gloom, but the bed appeared to be made. He considered heading inside to poke around in the drawers, but decided to press on to the master bedroom instead. Anything else was just an unnecessary delay. Further along the landing, the door to the master bedroom stood ajar. Miller loitered on the threshold for a few moments.